With today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Villa. The Ministry of Health and Social Services has confirmed a second mpox case in Swakopmund. Both patients are in isolation and are receiving treatment. At the Swakopmund District Hospital, Health Minister Dr. Esperance Luvindao said the first case was linked to cross-border travel. Within the SADC region, we spoke to former Health Minister Dr. Bernard Haufiku to explain the mpox symptoms.
The symptoms are generally the typical viral symptoms, and because this virus is a member of the poxy viruses, it creates lumps and bumps on your skin, almost like the old smallpox, or it can resemble chickenpox. And you may have fever, you may feel headache, you may have the nausea, usual vomiting, lack of appetite. So when you see those things or see someone with those symptoms, it's important that you report to the health facility and seek help early on so that you get treated.
Government has allocated 663 million Namibia dollars to cover registration and tuition fees for the first quarter of 2026 under the subsidized free tertiary education plan. Finance Minister Erika Shafuda announced the funding during the midterm budget review, adding that 151 million Namibia dollars will also go toward recruiting 665 new teachers as part of a complete 814 million Namibia dollar education allocation. Swiss-based Coca-Cola HBC AG has acquired a 75% stake in Coca-Cola Beverages Africa for 45 billion Namibia dollars, creating the world's second largest Coca-Cola bottling partner by volume. The acquisition adds 14 African markets to HBC's portfolio, which already spans 29 countries. CEO Zoran Bogdanovic says the move focuses on growth and jobs in Africa will not be affected. And deforestation has slowed down in every region of the world in the past decade. This is according to new data from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. The data shows that every year for the past decade, the world has been losing around 10.9 million hectares of forest. The FAO's Ansi Pekarinen.
The trend is in the right direction, but there is still much work to do to reverse deforestation. 91 countries have pledged to restore 190 million hectares of forest. That is an important step towards global forest restoration.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.